You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Responsible for building the new Obama Presidential Library.
The Chicago Tribune reports federal tax documents show that the Barack Obama Foundation raised $5.4 million for the project during its first year of operation. An announcement came last week that Chicago was chosen to host the Obama Presidential Center over New York and Hawaii. Perry Williams, Chicago.
ISIS fighters took advantage of a sandstorm in their successful campaign to drive out Iraqi forces and take control of Ramadi. The New York Times reports that current and former American officials say the sandstorm last week delayed U.S. warplanes from launching airstrikes to support Iraqi troops. The report suggests ISIS forces used the time to mount a string of car bombings, then followed up with a wave of ground attacks in and around the city, some 60 miles west of Baghdad. Ramadi is not only the largest city in western Iraq, it's the capital of Al-Anbar province, which is where more than 1,300 U.S. troops were killed during the Iraq War. Central Florida authorities believe a tip helped them head off a plot to attack a police department, a church, and a youth camp. Officers confirmed yesterday that they've gotten a tip about a stockpile of missiles and a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. They arrested two men and seized what one officer described as a sophisticated cache of weapons, including nearly two dozen guns and bulletproof vests. The nation's capital is the healthiest of the top 50 U.S. cities. The annual American Fitness Index says Washington, D.C. tops the list in large part because it has a lot of parks and paths for outdoor exercise. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 10:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now it's 57 degrees in Flemington, overcast skies. The fog is lifted. We have 50% chance of precipitation. Today is Tuesday. Sorry about that. May 19th. Areas of patchy fog early, which I think is over with. Overcast with rain showers at times, a high of 81, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 50%. Partly cloudy skies this evening, a low of 52, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10, and partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 69, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Thursday, partly cloudy 68, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds 74 on Friday, sunny and 71 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday, with mix of clouds and sun, and sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 78. I don't think there's any more ways we can say sun and clouds. Temperatures in our area, there's a little bit of a rain front coming through, in about 15, 20 minutes from now. 59 right in White House Station, 54 in Baptist Town, 59 in Franklin. It is 62 in Hillsboro, 59 in Ringo's. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Well, welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance for the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me through there. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, my website is bluepantherbiz.com. Be happy to chat with you, whatever it might be. Welcome to another day of Tech Today on huntingchamberradio.com. Lots of information to get over to you. Let's find out what is in the news. We start off with Apple and Google to Obama. Hands off our phones. This is by MoneyCNN.com. And it says, 4 dozen tech companies, including Apple, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, are pleading with President Obama to keep the government out of citizens' smartphones and emails. Strong encryption is the cornerstone of the modern information economy's security, the companies wrote in a letter, which was delivered Tuesday morning. The letter was first reported by the Washington Post. Apple made waves last year when it encrypted customers' iPhones, making law enforcement's task of obtaining the data on a suspect's iPhone more arduous. An iPhone's password is the only thing that can break the encryption, meaning that even if the police have a warrant, they still need to enter the passcode to find out what's on the phone. Google allows customers to encrypt their Android phones, but it has not followed through with its promise to encrypt Android devices by default. But Google is among many companies that have recently begun encrypting customers' online communications, including email. The Obama administration has complained loudly about tech companies' encryption policies, arguing that they serve an obstacle to tracking down terrorists and other criminals, including pedophiles. The FBI has pushed tech companies to create backdoors in their software, giving law enforcement a way to bypass the encryption. But in the end, in the letter to Obama, tech companies, policy experts, and civil rights organizations asked the president not to support any bill that would hand law enforcement a master key to customers' communications. "We urge you to reject any purpose that U.S. companies deliberately weaken the security of their products," the letter said. "We request that the White House instead focus on developing policies that will promote rather than undermine the wide adoption of strong encryption technology. Such policies will turn help to promote and protect cybersecurity, economic growth, and human rights, both here and abroad." The letter suggests that providing a backdoor to communications will lead to security threats and undermine citizens' rights and desires for privacy. The White House appears to be fighting a losing battle against encryption. Tech companies are aligned in support of it. The Congress has scoffed at FBI's suggestion that it should be granted carte blanche access to citizens' communications in order to catch criminals. The tide began to turn against government snooping in 2013 after Edward Snowden first revealed the great extent to which the National Security Agency accessed our emails, phone records, and taps into our phones and video chats. Encrypting phones and emails is a forceful response, but the truth is that law enforcement can pretty much easily obtain a password to break through the encryption, even if a smartphone owner is unwilling to give up the code. A 4-digit code can be cracked with just 10,000 guesses on average. According to Matt Blaze, one of the nation's top encryption experts, that can take a computer a matter of seconds to achieve, giving police access despite the encryption. Well, let's see here. First of all, if there is a backdoor, it's very easy to see that a backdoor gets leaked. And as soon as that backdoor is leaked, anybody can get in anyway. So the concept of encryption would be absolutely completely undermined if there was, in fact, a backdoor. You go out there and you find all the different ways to crack certain things, hide certain things. It's all out there. It goes out on the internet all the time. So that's ridiculous. Why law enforcement has the ability to get into people's computers without the permission is ridiculous. Warrant or no warrant. The fact that the police department wants to have encryption of their stuff, people should have encryption of their stuff as well, especially to reduce crime. If you're trying to avoid password keys, user website passwords, passwords to bank account numbers, social security numbers, if they're all encrypted, crime gets dropped down because people can obtain them. That's the way it should be, not having people have the access to it. And encryption is a way of making sure that if your phone is stolen or lost, people can't get into it. It happens all the time. People losing phones all the time. So that's ridiculous. And then getting back to this other thing about 10,000 guesses, well, it won't take long for phones to incorporate more encryption scrutiny and complexity. So having a four-digit code to encrypt your phone is silly. At some point, it will have to be a 64-bit key or something like that, which will have to be involved to encrypt everything that's on a phone. Highly recommend it for your computer, for your phone, for anything else that you have. Certainly encrypt your emails, encrypt your text messages. Certainly encrypt your backups, especially if you're putting them on the cloud. Anything that has access to your phone, for instance, your phone has the ability to be seen by Verizon or AT&T, anything needs to be encrypted to avoid the possibility of the people who are even working on your phones. If there's a rogue employee out there, having the encryption on your phone or your computer is definitely the way you would need to do it to make sure that you are ensuring the security and privacy of your technological equipment. All right, we're at a breaking point. We're going to take a break, do a station ID. I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on hunterdonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today. All right, welcome back to Tech Today. Money.CNN.com reports that 5G will cost you a bundle. 5G? Well, we have phones that are still running on 3G. A lot of the inexpensive bargain carriers, like Straight Talk, are using the old 3G networks of AT&T and Verizon and stuff like that. We have 4G as the mainstream options for a lot of the brand names, your Sprint, your T-Mobile, your Verizon, your AT&T. And now we're starting to talk about 5G. And 5G wireless is coming. It's going to be much faster than 4G and likely way more expensive. Before the end of the decade, wireless companies are expected to start serving up 5G technology, which promises speeds of up to 40 times faster than 4G. With speeds that fast, you'll be able to do incredible things on your smartphone. For example, Nokia says 5G will let people stream 8K video in 3D. That's an incredible detailed picture, which is twice as clear as 4K video and 60 times clearer than the full HD video. A person with a 5G smartphone could download a 3D movie in about 6 seconds, or 4G, it would take 6 minutes. But with great speed comes great cost. A typical standard definition streaming video that you watch on your phone uses up to 0.7 gig of data per hour, according to Netflix. An hour of 1080p HD video uses up to 3 gig. 3D video runs up to 4.7 gig, and 4K video uses 7 gig of data. That's more than three times the average monthly data plan gone in a single hour. So if you've got big dreams of having 3D FaceTime conversations on your 5G iPhone, you'd better be prepared for truly a shocking wireless bill. As wireless speeds have increased over the past decade, consumers' data usage has soared. Today, 4G smartphones generate nearly 10 times more traffic than non-4G devices, according to Cisco. Cell phone bills have gotten bigger as a result. In 2013, the average cell phone bill was $76 a month. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's up 50% from a $51 a month consumers were paying in 2007, the year that the iPhone debuted. In 2019, Cisco forecast that mobile data traffic in to and from cell phone towers not offloaded to Wi-Fi will grow 57%. So if data plans stay the same 4 years down the road, the average user's smartphone bill could grow by $43 a month to $119. Wireless analysts expect cell phone costs to come down somewhat to make 5G affordable. But if you want 5G service to cost exactly the same as your 4G plan, wireless companies would have to reduce the price of each bit of data to 1/1000th that it costs today, according to a 5G cost analysis published by the University of Bridgeport. Though that won't happen, it's worth noting that all of Big Four wireless companies have lowered their data rates somewhat over the past few years. For example, Verizon cut most of its data plans by $10 a month earlier last year. AT&T slashed its 2-gig mobile share value plan $15 to $65 a month. T-Mobile and Sprint have also cut prices recently. Customers have to pay up to more data, though. Verizon increased the price of its 10-gig plan by $20 to $100 a month, and T-Mobile raised the price of its unlimited data plan $10 a month last year. 5G could usher in a world of ultra-high-definition video on smartphones and a host of apps that are unimaginable today, but you'll have to pay more to take advantage of that speed. Well, first of all, the world of technology is much faster than that. So trying to predict what is going on 4 years from now is almost a joke. As the article said, Verizon has allowed us to buy more data for a similar price. So I used to have an 8-gig plan. Now I have a 10-gig plan for the same price. So they gave me 2 more gig of data, and I don't pay an extra dime for it. The other thing you need to consider is, yeah, all that ultra-high-definition stuff is great, but it's going to be over Wi-Fi most of the time. Number two, your municipalities are starting to incorporate Wi-Fi. So don't forget that the Comcasts of the world, the Time Warners of the world, are putting out more Wi-Fi hotspots for you to use throughout the area. Some towns, in fact, are making their entire town connected. So that might be another option that's going to happen. And then, really, where are we going with this? I understand the amount of data, fine. Video? If you look at the information about video, when you're looking at a smartphone, high definition is not going to make a big difference. I mean, the phone size is really not conducive to having that much data coming down to see it. Your eye is not going to be able to make any difference. So having a high definition or 3D is really not going to be of any significant value to you. Now, if you're projecting it on a 100-inch screen, that's a different story. But when you're looking at a 5-inch diagonal screen, high definition is not really worth the time to drag down at this point. So realize that it might not be worth the time. It's certainly going to make 4G a lot more affordable, I know that. But there'll be early adopters, there always is, people who want to have it because they have to have it, and they start to make themselves believe that by having that 5G plan that they are enjoying it better and want to boast about it. What they're enjoying is being the first guy on the block that has the ability to play 5G on their phone. That's about it. But really, you have to look at it from a cost benefit. I don't know if it's really worth it at this point. But predicting what's going to happen 4 years from now, that's a whole different world. And so many other things are going to change between now and then. Okay? So realize that. But it's interesting. The one thing I would take out of it is this. 5G is coming. It's going to be offered. It's going to be transitioned, much like 4G is. We are going to require more data. That's just the way we are. And we're going to download more video. That's the way we are. But after that, I can't predict what's really going to happen 4 years from now, and it's silly to even try. And even if you had all that data, you have to have the computing power to be able to deal with it. And most of our phones don't have the ability to process that much data at a significant rate. So realize that as well right now. 2 years from now could be a different story. It's 10:26. We're going to take a break or do news and weather. We'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The State Department is calling the fall of Ramadi to ISIS a setback. Arizona Senator John McCain tells Fox News that's an understatement.
This is a failure of a policy which is not enough of everything. The best way to do airstrikes is to have afford air controllers on the ground. We don't.
The terrorist group used suicide bombers, bulldozers, and only a small amount of troops to push out Iraqi government forces who pulled out of the area yesterday. Law enforcement officials in Waco, Texas, have a message for bikers following Sunday's deadly shootout that left 9 people dead. Stay off the streets. Police made the request Monday, saying they were having trouble distinguishing between law-abiding riders and those looking for trouble. Already, close to 200 people are facing charges in connection with the violence. They're each being held on $1 million bail. An appeals court in San Francisco is siding with Google and YouTube over the forced removal of the anti-Islamic film Innocence of Muslims. The court ruled Monday that an injunction barring the film from being shown on YouTube should be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The NTSB is ruling out one cause of the deadly Amtrak train derailment.
So a bullet didn't hit the Amtrak train, but the NTSB hasn't ruled out the possibility another object may have hit the train. Damage to the windshield prompted the NTSB to bring in the FBI to investigate the possibility of firearm damage. There were also reports an assistant conductor told investigators she may have heard the Amtrak engineer tell a regional engineer that something hit his train. The NTSB says nothing of the sort was heard on taped conversations of radio chatter. Alice Stockton, Rossini, New York.
Colorado school districts will be the first in the nation to decide whether to allow medical marijuana use on their campuses. The low-dosage products would be allowed for students as long as they're given by a parent or medical professional. President Obama now has his own Twitter account, and here's what Obama said in a brief message from the Oval Office. Quote, "Hello, Twitter, it's Barack. Really? 6 years in, they're finally giving me my own account." Unquote. The Twitter handle is @POTUS. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for more troops in Iraq. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News on the record that the fall of Ramadi is just another example of a failed foreign policy of the president.
Taking Ramadi by ISIL really is a blow to political reconciliation, and it's exhibit A of the failure of Obama's military strategy. We don't have enough American forces in Iraq to change the momentum on the battlefield.
Ramadi fell back under the control of ISIS Sunday after Iraqi government forces pulled out of the area. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's not surprised Ramadi has been overtaken by ISIL.
It is a predictable outcome of withdrawing all forces back in 2011. Here's what I said. If we're not smart enough to work with the Iraqis to have 10 to 15,000 American troops in Iraq in 2012, Iraq could go to hell.
And regarding the president?
The military advised him to leave 10,000 troops when he refused to take their advice. Everything that you see before you is a result of that big mistake.
The Supreme Court is green-lighting convicted felons' rights to decide who gets their guns and putting a stop to letting two states tax the same income. The justices unanimously ruled Monday that the federal government violated a former Border Patrol agent's rights when it refused to let him give his gun collection to a friend. The ruling could mean millions of fewer tax dollars to Maryland, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, along with the cities of New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Detroit, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:32. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Our temperature is 58 degrees in Flemington right now. Winds are calm. Areas of patchy fog early, which is over with by now. Overcast with rain showers at times, a high of 81. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And partly cloudy and a high of 69 tomorrow. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy 68. Partly cloudy 74 on Friday. Sunny 71 on Saturday. Partly cloudy 77 on Sunday, and 78 and partly cloudy on Monday. All pretty good weather for the weekend. A little bit of a rain squall is coming through right now. I can see it on the radar. We have 54 in Quakertown, 60 in Alexandria, 57 in Phillipsburg, 59 in Tewksbury, 59 in Ringo's. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today, right now. It's 10:34. It's got five apps that you need to download this week, according to A.J. Dillinger, May 18th, on digitaltrends.com. So he says that you're looking for certain apps because you're running out of space. Here are some productive apps that you might want to consider. Most of them are Apple, though. There's only one, I believe, that is Android compatible. But remember, I told you a couple weeks ago that all the operating systems at some point in the near future are going to be able to run any of the apps, and it's possible that if you can't find this particular app, you could certainly find another one that does very similar work, or one will be developed shortly. First one is called Bleep, B-L-E-E-P. It's for Apple and Android. Now that we do more of our conversing through text, we end up trusting our most intimate secrets and private information to messaging services. This problem, if one should arise, is if it turns out they don't have our best intentions in mind. You may have someone eavesdropping on you in person, but your text messages could be intercepted by all sorts of different people. none of whom do their listening just to keep your secret safe. Call it paranoia, but there's no reason not to take an extra precautionary step. That's why Bleep, the super secure messaging service from BitTorrent, provides messages sent through the app are encrypted on the device, making them harder to crack and intercept. Whisper mode, which takes its inspiration from Snapchat, makes messages self-destruct after being viewed, so you never have to worry about a text hanging around too long. To prevent against screenshots, BitTorrent has applied an ingenious blur over the sender's name that has to be revealed separate the text. If you need to chat in a secure fashion for any reason, Bleep is the app you want to use. It's interesting that we're talking about encryption on phones, and now, as I said, we have the concern about encryption of our messages going out over the network. So there you have it, Bleep. Number two is called Alfred. Connected devices, this is only for Apple, by the way, connected devices and the gradual adoption of the Internet of Things has made home security easier and more affordable than it used to be. No mess of wires, thousands of dollars to invest in equipment required. Alfred simplifies the process even further. All you need is a pair of smartphones or tablets and a Google account. Alfred turns your old unused smart device into a camera that can keep an eye on your house. Log into the app and you can access the live video feed to check in while on the go. How about that? I happen to have a couple of smartphones hanging around that I could easily use for that. Number three is Wi-Fi Mapper. Now, we just talked about 5G and how Wi-Fi could be eroding the need to have it so strung along all over the world. So a Wi-Fi Mapper, when you're looking for a restaurant or a cafe, there are three important things you want to know beforehand. What are their hours? What's on the menu? And do they have Wi-Fi? Wi-Fi Mapper makes it easy to find an open network to which you can connect. It crowdsources the information provided through OpenSignal to map out where you can find an unrestricted network. With over 500 million hotspots located already, you'll have plenty of choices. It's also for Apple only. Spotter. One of the benefits of online news outlets is they can fill niches that are otherwise underserved. This causes an issue through there's just too much information out there to parse on your own. Spotter realizes the internet newspaper is far denser than your Sunday paper, so it helps out by bringing just the news that is of interest to you. The app, created by two former Google executives, analyzes hundreds of news sites and finds the news you care about by utilizing artificial intelligence. The more news you read, the more it'll learn about you and improve its suggestions. And last but not least, Shuffle. One of the problems of doing most of your dealings online are other people. When you want to sell or buy something or go on a date, you have to trust the person you're connecting with is on the level. If you're not so trusting, Shuffle is a nice layer of protection to add. Instead of giving out your phone number or email address, Shuffle lets you craft temporary burner accounts that you can use to connect with people. Once you're done with that interaction, just erase the information and it's gone for good. Not bad. Don't have to get in touch with people and have them use your email to throw it on a contact list and subscribe to you to a newsletter. That sounds pretty good. So you got a whole bunch, five different apps there that you can look at that might be of value to you. Very interesting. What else do we have? Well, we got court rules that anyone can copy the iPhone's design. We've heard tons of complaints between iPhone and Samsung, lots of lawsuits and stuff like that. And Apple has been trying desperately to keep its iPhone design its own, inside and out. Well, Apple did just a good job designing its iPhone that it now can't protect itself from copycats. A federal appeals court on Monday ruled that Apple could not seek damages from Samsung for copying the basic design of the iPhone, overturning a lower court's ruling. Apple had argued that Samsung smartphones violated the company's design patents because they looked so remarkably similar. A rectangular body, rounded edges, and even the placement of apps and dots on the screen. Yet the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled that the overall look of the iPhone is so integral to the way other touchscreen smartphones work that Apple can't prevent Samsung and probably other companies from using the same general designs. Patent law states that designs can only be protected if they serve a non-functional purpose. Think about the placement of logos. The court said the shape of the iPhone, on the other hand, is functional. Specifically, the appeals court found that iPhone's rectangular body with its rounded edges improves how easily it is for people to slip the phone in and out of pockets. The shape also improves the durability of the device. The iPhone's flat, clear surface enables finger touch operation. The steel bezel protects the glass from impact, and even the row of dots on the iPhone's user interface serves a function because it tells users how many pages of an application is available. The court noted that during oral arguments of the appeal, one Apple executive had conceded that the overall look of improved the quality of the iPhone in some respects. The appeals court only partially reversed the district court's decision, though. It upheld the lower court's ruling that Samsung infringed on several other Apple patents. A federal jury had awarded Apple $980 million in damages, including $382 million for the so-called trade dress of the iPhone. The part of the prior ruling that was overturned, a jury will now need to determine how much, if any, of the penalty Samsung will have to pay Apple. This case has always been about more than money, said Josh Rosenstock, spokesman for Apple. It's about innovation and the hard work that goes into inventing products that people love, which is hard to put a price on. A spokesman for Samsung did not respond for a request for comment. The Apple-Samsung legal entanglement began in 2011. The two companies have since gone after each other in the legal systems numerous times over the past few years, both in the United States and abroad. Many of the disputes involved the design of smartphones, a lucrative sector dominated by the two companies. In the past, Samsung has alleged that all generations of the iPhone and iPad infringe on its own patents. The two tech companies in 2014 agreed to end all of their legal disputes outside the United States. It'll continue. It's just got to because money's involved. And you can't tell me it's not money that's involved. It's money that's involved. All right, we're at a breaking point. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment. Got some news about kids and smartphones. Hang on.
Passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. A tussle, a challenge that goes on in schools and at home is that kids, I can't put my finger on it. Some psychologists or will have to figure it out for me, but somehow the concept of technology is just motivates kids. It's ingrained in them. I don't get it. It's addictive. It's addictive intuitively, and it's addictive after they've got it. It just compounds upon itself. And there's been a lot of research suggesting that it's distracting. Surprise. Well, here's an article that says by money at CNN.com. It says kids do a lot better when schools ban smartphones. All right. So do you want your children to do better in exams? Then take away their smartphones. Schools that ban students from carrying phones see a clear improvement in their test scores, according to a study by London School of Economics. We found the impact of banning phones for these students equivalent to an additional hour a week in school, or increasing the school year by 5 days. Researchers Richard Murphy and Louis Philip Bellin said. The authors looked at how phone policies at 91 schools in England have changed since 2001 and compared the data with results achieved in national exams later taken at the age of 16. The study covered 130,000 pupils. It found that following a ban on phone use, the school test scores improved by 6.4%. The impact on underachieving students was much more significant. Their average test scores rose by 14%. The results suggest that low-achieving students are more likely to be distracted by the presence of mobile phones, while high achievers can focus in the classroom regardless of the mobile phone's policy, the economists said. Murphy and Beeland said their study doesn't mean phones and other technology can't be used to boost learning. There are, however, potential drawbacks to new technologies, they said, citing the temptation to text, play games, or chat on social media. The use of mobile phones in schools is an explosive topic, with parents wanting to be able to reach the children and teachers complaining about disruptions. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio lifted a decade-long ban on cell phones in schools in March, leaving it up to each school to set their own rules on phone use. But Murphy and Beeland said the decision may backfire. Schools could significantly reduce the education achievement gap by prohibiting mobile phones use in schools, and so by allowing phones in schools, New York may unintentionally increase the inequities of outcomes. Well, I don't know about the extra 5 days. There's plenty of things that are wasted in school, so 5 days is not something I would be concerned about. But the boosting of test scores is very important. And social etiquette, flat-out social etiquette, is completely blown away. I have these conversations informally with people all the time about how kids in social outcomes, social environments, continue to be drawn to their phones rather and ignore everybody that's at the event. And quite honestly, I just don't allow it in my midst. It's a disrespect. It's definitely showing to other people that the phone conversation is more important than the people in front of you. And quite honestly, if that's what's happening with me, with somebody I'm talking with, then I pretty much excuse myself and leave the conversation. Now, to be honest, businesses have been doing something similar like this for years, and you can't ignore the fact that this happens. And I was a maverick in this, in my own right. When you're in your business and you're having a conversation with somebody in your office, this was before the world of smartphones and text messaging, by the way, and my phone would ring, invariably all the people who were in my office would stop, pause, and wait for me to pick up the phone. And I wouldn't do it. I would leave it ring. And I would let it go to voicemail. And they said, aren't you going to pick that up? And I said, no, I'm having a conversation with you. You are here talking with me, and that's more important to me right now. That person is basically coming in and interrupting our conversation. And that startled everybody. Now, they said, well, what happens if it's your boss? I said, it doesn't matter to me. My argument is the same. So if my boss, my supervisor, wants to talk to me, I will find the time to talk with that person. After he leaves a message, I will go and find him at an opportune time. Invariably, what happened was that boss did actually come down and did want to interrupt, and I said in front of him, in front of the employees that were in my office, the same exact thing. I said, I'm having a meeting right now, and you called during my meeting, so I could not answer your phone. I will get back to you right after my meeting's done. And that was that. So, hey, man, if you want to put the emphasis on face-to-face, you want to put the emphasis on eye contact, then you have to make the effort. And getting back to this, smartphones have become a tool that is effective. I love smartphones. Don't get me wrong. I love them. They get me my answers to questions that I would take days to achieve. Now I can get them in minutes or seconds. But I do not use smartphones as an excuse to separate myself from the conversations that I'm having with the people that are there in my physical presence. And that is the difference that needs to be decided in this argument with school. School kids need to learn the proper etiquette of making sure that they're using their smartphones in school when they should and when they should not. And that's nothing different than a dress code. That's nothing different than the language that you use in school. All those things are to be taught. It's just that we haven't gone through the formal process of saying to students, you want to bring a smartphone to school? Fine. But here are the times when it's appropriate, and here are the times when it's not appropriate, and here are the consequences for when you are using your smartphone inappropriately. Same as gum chewing, same as note passing back in the day when we used to do that during school when smartphones weren't there. Our old form, our archaic form of texting, the note passing. So smartphones should not be used as a distraction. And in meetings, same thing. Do the same thing in your meetings at work. Everybody should park their smartphone and put it on the side. I do that with my kids at home. We have dinner and we have homework. That phone is over in another spot that's not in their midst. The alarm has been turned off. And they can go and check it in every 45 minutes for a 15-minute break. Fine. But that's it. It does not become an excuse or a distraction from doing their homework. Doesn't happen. And what has to happen is schools and parents have to have a backbone in making sure that they tell kids when they should use it and when they shouldn't. And if you're a parent and you're a boss, same rules apply. If you want your students or you want your employees to follow example, you better follow that example as well. Simple as that. It's 10:54. We're almost done here. We're going to see if there's anything else. Oh, Candy Crush, Minesweeper, and Solitaire coming to Windows 10, says money.cnn.com. That's just the start. Microsoft says the popular mobile game will be automatically installed for people who upgrade to Windows 10 during launch. In the future, other games from King, the software company behind Candy Crush, will become available too. While Thursday's announcement drew excitement from fans of the addictive shape-matching game, most people on Twitter balked at the decision. This has got to be a joke, right? Said Paul Hadid, a prominent developer, tweeted. Microsoft also announced that old Start Menu classics, including Solitaire and Minesweeper, would also make the way back to the newest version of Windows. There is still no exact launch date for Windows 10 in March. Microsoft said it would be sometime this summer. Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for current Windows 7 and 8.1 users, as well as Windows Phone 8.1 customers. Microsoft hasn't yet announced pricing for people using Windows Vista or earlier versions. Windows 10 will be Microsoft's first major update to its operating system in 3 years. Microsoft understands that Windows 8 wasn't well received by customers, and most of its updates to Windows 10 reflect that. There you have it. It's time for me to get on out of here. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission unto you. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The State Department is calling the fall of Ramadi to ISIS a setback. Arizona Senator John McCain tells Fox News that's an understatement.
This is a failure of a policy which is not enough of everything. The best way to do airstrikes is to have a Ford air controllers on the ground. We don't.
The terrorist group used suicide bombers, bulldozers, and only a small amount of troops to push out Iraqi government forces who pulled out of the area yesterday. Law enforcement officials in Waco, Texas, have a message for bikers following Sunday's deadly shootout that left 9 people dead. Stay off the streets. Police made the request Monday, saying they were having trouble distinguishing between law-abiding riders and those looking for trouble. Already, close to 200 people are facing charges in connection with the violence. They're each being held on $1 million bail. An appeals court in San Francisco is siding with Google and YouTube over the forced removal of the anti-Islamic film Innocence of Muslims. The court ruled Monday that an injunction barring the film from being shown on YouTube should be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The NTSB is ruling out one cause of the deadly Amtrak train derailment.
So a bullet didn't hit the Amtrak train, but the NTSB hasn't ruled out the possibility another object may have hit the train. Damage to the windshield prompted the NTSB to bring in the FBI to investigate the possibility of firearm damage. There were also reports an assistant conductor told investigators she may have heard the Amtrak engineer tell a regional engineer that something hit his train. The NTSB says nothing of the sort was heard on taped conversations of radio. Radio Chatter. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Colorado school districts will be the first in the nation to decide whether to allow medical marijuana use on their campuses. The low-dosage products would be allowed for students as long as they're given by a parent or medical professional. President Obama now has his own Twitter account, and here's what Obama said in a brief message from the Oval Office. Quote, "Hello, Twitter. It's Barack. Really? 6 years in, they're finally giving me my own account." Unquote. The Twitter handle is @POTUS. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you